Disney Company has completed its takeover of 21st Century Fox in a deal that could dramatically reshape Hollywood and the world of entertainment. The move casts doubts over the jobs of thousands of workers. From Los Angeles, here's David Willis.
The Walt Disney Company has acquired two-thirds of 21st Century Fox for a cool $71 billion. That's a move that industry insiders say will dramatically alter the entertainment landscape. The deal paves the way for Disney to launch its own streaming service, Disney Plus, later this year, and to its already impressive stable of films and franchises, among them Star Wars, The Muppets, and some of the Marvel characters. It can now add a whole new range of film and TV shows, including Deadpool, Avatar, The Simpsons, and X-Men.
The acting president of Kazakhstan, Kasym Jomart Tokayev, has said the country's capital should be renamed Nur-Sultan in honour of his predecessor. Mr. Tokayev was speaking the day after Nur-Sultan Nazarbayev announced he was resigning from the post he had held for nearly 30 years. He'll continue to play a leading role in Kazakhstan as chairman of the Security Council and head of the ruling party. Police in South Korea have arrested four men suspected of having secretly filmed hundreds of guests in their motel rooms and live-streamed the footage on a pay-per-view website. The videos were live-streamed to pay-per-view members. From Seoul, Laura Bicker reports.
The men had placed tiny cameras in digital TV boxes, wall sockets and hairdryer holders in around 30 motels in 10 cities throughout South Korea. Special cyber investigation teams discovered that the cameras had filmed over 800 video clips of couples over several months. Most had been live streamed to a website to pay-per-view members. Four men have been arrested and police estimate they earned around $7,000 from the site.
The National Portrait Gallery in London has welcomed the decision of the Sackler Trust to withdraw a $1.3 million donation amid continuing concerns about the manufacture and marketing of an addictive painkiller. The family's pharmaceutical firm is facing civil lawsuits in the United States over claims that Purdue Pharma pushed doctors to prescribe the drug and misrepresented the risks of addiction associated with its long-term use. The family denies all the allegations. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May will write to the head of the European Council today to formally ask for Brexit to be postponed. It's understood she'll request only a short extension till the end of June. Any delay beyond Britain's scheduled departure date of March the 29th will need the approval of the leaders of all 27 other EU states. BBC News.